What's up? Thank you for joining the Purple Unicorn Podcast. Today is December 4th. I'm doing it. This is pretty much freestyle. I don't know what's going on tonight. This is my third time trying to record this shit. So, bear with me the best that you can. I apologize ahead of time. I had to grab some alcohol so I can do this a little bit better. So, my affirmation for tonight is my positive thoughts create positive feelings. Stay positive and positive things will happen. You be negative, negative things will happen. It's common sense. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I appreciate all the likes, all the follows, everything. You can follow me at the Purple Unicorn Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Apple, Spotify, Anchor, what else? I gotta memorize these. Castbox, Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Did I say iTunes? Oh, and Google Podcasts. And if you have any questions about my show, or you just want some help, or you want to advertise, whatever is making your bell jingle, because it is Christmas time, email me at janenoodles@gmail.com. That's JaneNoodles. And I'm Jane Noodles on all social media too. Trying to get them follows up there so I can start making it worth something. So I'm about to do the horoscopes. And we're gonna start off with, don't get the fucking up. I'm trying to tell y'all, I don't know what it is about tonight, but y'all, shit's fucking up. But we're gonna start with Aries. And Aries says, if you attend a wedding that offers a dinner buffet, you probably wouldn't want someone else to fill your plate. If there are a wide range of dishes available, you would probably gravitate towards your favorites. And someone else might not know what you like to try. In some way, Aries, someone has piled your plate with certain responsibilities or some kind of choices you would not have chosen for yourself. You may not be happy with what they are, but you are under no obligation to keep that plate, Aries. There are no options, and the choice really is yours. Don't take on other people's shit. Just don't. Just don't. Don't. Because when you do that and you still got issues that you're dealing with, or you might not even have issues that you're dealing with, you may be fine. Everything may be cool, aesthetic, together, on one accord. But then somebody wants to put, they keep putting the burdens, their negativity, everything on you, their issues. Don't nobody feel like going through that. Shouldn't nobody go through that, honestly. Taurus, you may be feeling that someone or something is out to bring you down when it comes to a mission that is very important to you. Perhaps there is some jealousy nemesis who has attempted to create hurdles in your life, and there may seem to be an endless supply of frustration to deal with. But even if that's true, even if someone is trying to create trouble for you, Taurus, you need to recognize that you also have a lot of allies in your corner. If you need guidance, seek out someone who cares about you. Just knowing someone has your back can make all the difference in the world. Listen here. God ain't gonna put too much on you than you can bear. Or whoever you believe in, they're not gonna put too much on you than you can bear. You gotta be a soldier in this shit, B. Gemini. Every time I get to Gemini, my stuff will mess up. So I'm praying it does not. Ooh, I didn't burn my sage before I did this. Well, oh well. I feel kind of positive. I feel really positive, actually. The next is Gemini. When you pour all your focus and energy into creating something or achieving something positive, you will eventually succeed. Likewise, Gemini, if you pour all your focus and energy into fear or worry, there will also be a result associated with that, but it won't be a desirable result. That kind of investment will only bring anxiety, stress, and sense of doom and gloom, and surely that's not what you want. If you are in a negative way now, you need to stop and change the direction of your energy. You can succeed if you focus on good rather than on what scares you. Don't let nothing discourage you. Don't let nothing take you to a place where you're in doubt, even with yourself. Because I'm not going to even lie, this is not even my sign, but I understand this 100%. I've been planning this for a year and a half. To myself, I brought it up a couple times to my boyfriend, never brought it up again because I kept doubting myself. I kept saying, well, I don't speak that much, but when I do speak, I notice people listen. I notice that people really take my words and really listen to what I'm saying. They care about what my opinion is. And I didn't realize that until I got older because, you know, when you at work or anywhere and a person just randomly decides to just tell you all they shit, they're comfortable with you. For whatever reason, they need to get that off their chest. I have always been a lending ear. I will never tell nobody secrets. That's not my motherfucking place at the end of the day. Whatever you tell me stays with me. That's between me, you, and God. Whoever else it got something to do with. But that's not my place to put your business out there of any type of sort. So, back to what I was saying, I had decided a couple months ago to tell my best friend, and even after telling her, not saying she didn't, she encouraged me, but it was just some type of doubt in the back of my mind of not to do it, and I kept doubting myself. But how would I ever know what I can do until I do it? So, I said, fuck it. I jumped off the cliff. Even though I'm afraid of heights, and there was a parachute. And the parachute is open, and I'm still flying somewhere. So, I hope y'all take this ride with me, because I'm trying my hardest to get a hold of this, to understand it. I'm still learning. It's fun. I like it. I like it. So, for a Gemini, shit, don't think about what you can't do. Think about what you can do. And figure out, if you can't do it, figure out how to make yourself do it, how to learn to do it, because evidently it's something that you want to do. Cancer. There may be someone in your life that you find very irritating. Perhaps this person hasn't exactly done anything wrong to you. Maybe there is just something about this individual that is like nails on a blackboard to you. If you have to work with this person or deal with them in some way, it will be tough if you let these feelings get to you. You could withdraw into your shell, moon child. Or you could try to find something likable about this person that might turn your whole attitude around. The opinion would, of course, be the best. So, pretty much, So pretty much, if you don't like this person, I guess you're supposed to be nice to them to try to like them. But at the end of the day, it's not about liking nobody, just as long as you respect the next person. I don't have to like you. You don't have to like them. You don't have to like them. Let me say that one more time. You don't have to like them. But if you want respect, you give respect. And if that person can't deal with it, then that's just the way that that person is, and you go about your business. Don't force yourself to go like nobody. Shit. Because at the end of the day, it must be something about that individual that don't fucking sit right with you. And because of that, you either stay away from them, or you keep it cordial, and you just no matter how much they irritate you, because I work with a lot of motherfuckers that irritate me. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. I'm never going to let you know that I do not like you unless you put yourself out there and then we can both get ugly. But other than that, I'm not about to lose my job over not liking somebody. I'm there to work and make money, not to make motherfucking friends. On to the next, Leo. Some of the best wines develop depth, richness, maturity over time. The right kind of properly aged wine will be so much better than one that has not been through that process. The same can be said for certain creative ideas. They take time to ferment. Even though they be good at first, most ideas can be significantly improved with time and deep thought. You have had a great idea recently, Leo, but before you doubt it, you should consider giving it some time to develop into its full potential. So if you have an idea in mind, keep that idea to yourself, ponder on it, you know, try to figure it out what you want to do, how you want to do it, before you just jump into shit. You got to have a plan. You can jump into shit, but you got to have some type of plan to jump into it. You can't just be ass out and you jumping into some shit like, oh, I might have luck. And then you don't have luck and you're back at square one. Now, that's my opinion. You take that how you want to. But, let your dreams manifest. Let it marinate. Let it seminate. Let it roll around in the seasonings for just a little bit before you decide to just throw it out there, because you just throw something out there and it'd be some bullshit. And then you really gonna be mad. You gonna be mad at comments, you're gonna be mad at yourself, you're gonna be mad at everybody else instead of taking your time, and you won't even have to get there. Think smarter, not harder, people. Common sense. Jeez. And a lot of y'all ain't got it. I'm just saying. Shit, I like common sense sometimes. That's about 2%. Anywho, Virgo, and go be, it's your bug. It's your husband's birthday today. 444. Fuck it up. 444. Fuck it up. That's so crazy because my boyfriend's birthday is February 4th, mine is September 4th. 4-4. That shit dope. Okay. So, Virgo. Because I didn't read my horoscope today. I forgot to, actually. I don't know why I forgot, but I forgot. Have you sent a question out into the universe recently, Virgo? Oh. Yes. Yes, I have. There may be some deep issue you are trying to resolve, but the answer has not yet found you. That could be because your energy may be frantic, which it is, and you aren't sealed or centered enough for the answer to reach you. I believe that too. Find your happy place, a state of mind where you feel balanced and as serene as possible. When you get there, you will find the answer you seek, and many other positive possibilities will find their way to you. If that ain't nobody but God, that's what I'm talking about. Find my happy place. Shit can be stressful. Being an adult can be very fucking stressful, especially a mother. Man, that shit be so fucking stressful sometimes. Like, man. The decisions you make. But you gotta look at the bright side of it. And the bright side is, you had a healthy child. You might have to ignore them sometimes because of the dumb shit they say, but you still love their dumb shit. It's really only a mother's love. Honestly. I understand now. No matter what your baby do, you're going to love them to death. But goddamn, I didn't know it was this much love in the world. Jesus. On to the next, Libra. My baby's a Libra. Many years ago, prepared frozen meals were known as TV dinners, which is true. They were a rare treat because many families sit together each night for a home-cooked meal. Today, many of us rely on folks' meals or prepared takeout because we are all so busy. But sometimes it's good to set aside some time to savory ordinary moments, such as a meal that is caringly prepared. You may have spent so much time in the fast lane of life recently that you don't realize how much those ordinary moments mean to you. Take some time for yourself today, Libra. It will be rejuvenating. Take a break. Don't go get no damn TV dinner, but take a break. You know what I mean? Get some Chipotle. Chick-fil-A. Ooh, Chick-fil-A sounds so good. Or like some Five Guys. Ooh, Five Guys. Hey, yo, I didn't know in Detroit, Five Guys is open late as the fuck. And that shit is so good when you drunk. I thought it was bomb as fuck while you sober. But drunk? Nigga. Life. That's what I need to get. A damn life. Because I find that shit exciting. It's sad. It's so sad. But hey, what can I say? I'm a homebody. I kind of like it like that too. Ain't bad. Who is this? Scorpio. Hey, yo, this is off a subject, but here for Christmas, my brother got me a gift. And he never really bought me anything. I honestly don't know why he decided to buy me something that year, but he did. And he got me the Destiny Child Christmas CD. Y'all know I listen to that shit even in the summertime. I was so thankful for that CD. So every time I hear a Destiny Child Christmas song, I think of my brother. I love you, little David. My little chocolate drop. My little chocolate nieces. Little chocolate fiance of yours. I just love your little chocolate family. Yes, I do. I just could kiss them all. Okay, anyway. Scorpio. Your emotions may be tugging you into one direction today while your logical mind is pulling you someplace else. It may be an internal struggle that is difficult to deal with, Scorpio, because it's hard to know which is right way to go. The more you think about it, the more confusing it becomes. Try to step away from the dilemma for a little while. Think about something else, something carefree and lighthearted. A small break from the intensity of a big decision can lead to breakthrough. Take time out for yourself. And it's so crazy because when I looked up my affirmation for the show, I did not put a date on it. I just said the next show. I didn't know when I was going to do the next show. I actually planned on doing it Friday, but I just decided to do one today on a whim. And my affirmation is going exactly with these horoscopes. Man, I'm trying to tell you, the universe be coming through, y'all. I don't know if y'all heard me because I was whispering, but the universe be coming through, y'all. Tell you, take a vacation, Scorpio. You need to take some type of vacation. You need to get a yoga class, some type of meditation, get your chakras together. I'm still trying to learn the chakra shit. I feel like there's some type of blockage, but I feel like when you say blockage, something needs to be and then the blockage comes out like a backed up drain. Or maybe I'm not thinking about it right. I don't know. All I know is I'm learning. So you guys can learn with me. Because when I learn, I will tell you. But yes. If you take a break and you meditate about it, Scorpio, and you get your clear mind together, by the time you come up with your decision, you won't be happy that you took that break to come up with what you came up with. Because it's going to be so dope. Okay, Sagittarius, You may be trying to understand someone's message, but it may not be making much sense. Perhaps this is a mixed message, or maybe it's just an implication, but it may be confusing either way. That could be because some element of the truth is missing. Somebody lying. You can sense something is amiss. Sagittarius, but without having a complete view of the situation, it's hard to know what questions to ask. Try observing instead. Watch for a while and you may see signs that will give you the answers you need. Whatever they show you is who they is. Flat the fuck out. Somebody is lying, or somebody got some type of alternative motive, it sounds like to me. Just watch they ass. What they say, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Psh, that's on all levels, my nigga. All levels. Shit. It don't matter who the fuck they is. Family, friends, co-workers, crackhead at the corner store. Capricorn, you have an upcoming endeavor very well planned out. Organized, Capricorn. That would be your style, Capricorn, because you like to know what to expect. You should be more open to spontaneity. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So my eyes not moving as fast as my mouth right now. I think the alcohol is kicking in. So we're gonna start that over again. A bloop bloop. You may have an upcoming endeavor very well planned out. That would be your style, Capricorn, because you like to know what to expect. But you should be more open with this. You may need to be more flexible and welcoming of change. There could be a few twists and turns, and if you don't get uptight about that, it could work in your favor. Don't set your expectations in stone. Allow yourself to see the positive in whatever happens. What I just tell y'all, how is it that every horoscope is going along with the affirmation? That's crazy. Stay positive, Capricorn. You doing right on the right track. Just stay positive about it. Aquarius. Oh, my man's Aquarius. The ups and downs you have experienced recently may have left you in an unsettled mood. You may be somewhere on edge, Aquarius, because you have come to expect to the unexpected. That may go on for a brief while longer, but it doesn't have to be difficult. If you can learn to enjoy the changes and surprises that come your way, you see them as creative challenges. The ride will be much more enjoyable. The highs will give you hope and anticipation, and the lows will give you prospect and grounding. It's all valuable. Same thing. Stay positive. And at this point, I'm not saying it because I think the liquor just smacked the shit out of me. I'm saying that because that's really what the fuck it sounds like. Stay positive. Shit change. Shit happens. But try to stay positive. Keep your head up. Don't be so negative, people. Listen here. Let me tell y'all something. I was so negative when I was younger. I take that back. I was so negative until about last year. I take that back. I was negative until I started this podcast on some real shit. And really trying to tell myself to look at the positive of things and listen to inspirational YouTube channels and trying to find me, you know, Erykah Badu and Tina Turner it. Well, not Tina Turner it. I'm saying Tina Turner because she did the Yummy, show me. I don't know if that's what she really said, but I'm just saying, like, the whole just taking time for me has helped me a lot. And You know, it happens. You have to find who you are eventually, with or without somebody. You gotta find who you are. Pisces. You have gotten used to certain difficulties, Pisces, even though it may be a burden. You have found some kind of balance and a way of coping under its weight. It's kind of like spending too much time in a dark room. Eventually, you get used to the darkness. But you are about to escape from under a burden. It may seem strange at first because that burden had become part of your routine. Allow yourself to get used to your new freedom. You will get used to it and you'll be much better for when you do. Hey. Don't get used to nothing too long. Don't get used to nothing too long because this sounds like to me you're settling. It sounds like you're comfortable. It sounds like, and that's with any fucking thing, Pisces. Your man, your woman, your job, your decisions, period. You're comfortable and you're not getting out of that comfortability because you're not. You don't want to. For whatever reason. Everybody is comfortable. Everybody settles. No, I'll take that back. Everybody don't settle. But there are some of those of you that do settle. I'm not settling for shit. Only way from here is up. Like standing still for long, I can't do it. So Pisces, get your shit together. Don't be leading nobody on. Don't be just dealing with some shit just because it's comfortable and convenient for you. Because all it's going to do is backfire in the end. Honestly. That's all it's going to fucking do. Because now you leading shit on when you should have just broke the shit off. Whatever it is. Should have broke it off. That is it with the horoscopes. I hope y'all like my little drunk horoscopes I had real quick. But as far as for the ratchet news, though, let me tell y'all, I ain't got no music for it today. I don't feel like doing all that shit. It's gonna get better, though. I gotta think about some shit. But I want this podcast to be genuine. I want it to be, this is me. If you talk to me, if you know me, you know this is me. It don't matter. I'm not gonna be fake for any motherfucking body. I don't give a fuck. So, the ratchet news, I don't know if y'all heard about this, fucking show, The Side Chicks of Charlotte. I just ran across it last night, and how I ran across it was some crazy shit, honestly. I'm looking up, sleeping meditations. That's what I was looking up. Somehow that came up in the feed. See, YouTube always gets you. You go in there for one thing, you end up clicking on something like, ooh, for real? Let me see this. Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Let me try this. And then you get sidetracked of what you went on there for. So, got sidetracked, and I ended up finding a sleep meditation, which did get me to sleep. I woke up with a headache, which I don't understand. I don't know. But it is what it is. But I did get some good sleep off of it. I was able to fall asleep and stay asleep for a while because I toss and turn, y'all. My mind don't shut off. And I'm starting to think it's a Virgo thing because anybody I know that's a Virgo, they say the same thing. They mind don't shut off. Mine do not shut off. It runs and runs and runs. It's like a refrigerator. It runs, it runs, it runs. So, you know, you gotta shut your mind up yourself so you can get some sleep. But, you know, that don't help. Self-medicating, shit like that. That's a subject for another day. But this show, Side Chicks of Charlotte, it is on YouTube. And this is the most ratchetest shit I've ever seen in my life. I can't even take these bitches seriously. Or these niggas. Like, I feel like it's a parody of something. but so much of a parody that I can't stop watching it. Like, I don't even know what to call that. If you know what it is, email me and let me know. Because I have no clue what the fuck you call that. Like, what do you call that? That is the most craziest fucking shit. It's so fucking ratchet, but I can't stop watching it. Like, that shit is so fucking unreal. Like, bitches is, like, for real talking about they messing with people's husbands on TV. I'm sorry, but if that was the case, you wouldn't be alive, boo-boo. Like, that's a, for real, that's a dangerous ass game to play on some real shit, but this show ratchet is the fuck. The arguments seem, like, fake as fuck. They arguing and laughing at the same time. Like, if you really mad at somebody, the way that they trying to make it, campuses, they like with you. I wanna freak it, but first I wanna take a peek at it, grab it, stab it, cause you know I got to have it. So, hey. Hey, yo, my baby. But it's just ratchet. Y'all check it out, though. Y'all tell me what y'all think about it. This shit funny, and it's ratchet. But, I mean, it's cool. I'ma try. I'm trying to watch a little bit of everything. The shows I've been watching, though, like, actually being committed to, Grey's Anatomy, Charmed, I like that show. That's new on, I believe, CW. Greenleaf, I'm catching up on that. Don't nobody say nothing, shh, because I'm behind. Shit, and I'm just now getting to the part when, fucking Chocolate Drop moved in with the light boy. Like, what the fuck? Girl, what is wrong with you? You know better than that. And this motherfucker ain't trying to, he trying to keep you around with his money. Nigga, you ain't that cute. The fuck? She don't know better. That was her first. She don't know no better. It's okay. When she get older, she'll realize it. She know, it wasn't all that. Well, she'll just be on some other shit. Because my friends and said some crazy shit behind that shit. But, yeah, it is what it is. To each his own, let's say that. But she gonna realize she made a mistake. I'm ready to see, finish catching up on these shows. As soon as he off, we can finish watching, catching up on them. What else have I been watching? I stopped watching Orange is New Black. I don't even know what happened. Bring the friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool with. Then I want you to strip. Hey, what's this, 05? She be grinding, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, that's what she find home. Hey. I'm sorry, y'all. I think I got ADHD for real. But, I mean, bear with me. Everybody got ADHD at some point. But what other show am I watching? I think that's it. I tried to watch Claws. I don't know. I'm just over Claws. I can't get past the first couple of episodes in the second season. I just can't. I can't. I'll try again later. Scandal, I'm done with. I don't even think I'm on, like, the last couple of seasons. But my sister-in-law did tell me that it was getting good. But I'm just so sick of people just making it by the skin of their fucking teeth with Olivia Pope. She'll handle it. Like, goddamn, bitch, you done handle so much shit. All that negativity around you. You wonder why. Jesus. Jesus. It is what it is. What other show have I been watching? Love and Hip Hop, of course. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Jewels and Light Bright. What's her name? Kimbella. I guess they're getting their shit together. But I really hope that he didn't just marry her just because he was about to go to jail. Unless I understood that wrong, but that's what I got from it. It sounds like me, Yandy, is being messy as the fuck. I don't know what the fuck happened to her. I don't know if she went in for the money or what. But either way it go, boo-boo, it ain't that serious. Who else is on here that I even care about? Shit, that's it. On Love and Hip Hop. I ain't seen no new episodes. So, shh, don't tell me. I think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's about it. Oh my God, how was everybody's Thanksgiving? I hope that it was good. Mine was good. I really wish I would have got those chillings, but hey, it is what it is. Maybe for Christmas. I'm a little excited for Christmas, but at the same time, I'm not ready to do this shopping. It seems like every year I get later and later with this Christmas shopping. It's like I really do not want to do it, but I cannot bear to order anything on fucking line. Because for one, I can't touch it, I can't feel it, I can't see it, the actual size of it. I'm be pissed as fuck if I order something and I think it's bigger than what it is and it's not. I ain't got time to be sending it back because motherfuckers, well, you can send it back. No shit, Sherlock. I know I can send it back. I don't want to. The fuck? You got time out for this shit. How about I just go to the store and buy whatever the fuck they have and this little motherfucker be thankful for it? How about that? Sorry. Didn't mean to go off like that. I'm just saying. Christmas is stressful. It's happy, but it's stressful. And it shouldn't be stressful at all. Like, I have really been considering, do I really want to stop Christmas? But I know that my son likes it. That was something that I should have thought about when he was real little and I knew what Christmas was. That's when you cancel Christmas. So everybody that don't have any kids that's listening to this, if you're trying to save money for Christmas, cancel Christmas before the child is aware of Christmas. Okay, you're welcome. Man, have y'all seen Roots as an adult? Me and my boyfriend was watching it, and we were so appalled about the shit that were going on in Roots. It's like, they really fucked us over. They really fucked us over. And I'd rather actually, I'm going to come back to this topic on the next episode when I have more people on that can tell me their views about it and we could really have an adult situation with it. Because I'm telling you now, baby, my ass would have been in the hole all the time. And he said, well, you can't say that because back then their mentality was different. They were raised different. They was raised to be that way. So, you know, you can't say that about how you would be. You saying it off of the thought process that you have now, which is true. But, fuck that. Let me tell y'all something. I feel like a soul travels, okay? I feel like you have a past life. You have a future life. This is your life in flesh. You see what I'm saying? So, I feel like whatever my spirit is, I think she was still very rebellious. Because my attitude is fucked up. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. My attitude is fucked up. And the only way your attitude can be that fucked up and you really ain't been through that much shit to have a fucked up attitude is... I must have had not a fucked up past life, but some shit must have happened in my past life where it's just like, nah, we're not doing that shit this time. That's what I feel like it's doing. Like, nah, not this time around. We're not about to do that. Nah. I'm not this bitch that time. Not that bitch this time. Nah. I don't think so. So, you know, the shit is just, it just boggles my mind with the shit that used to happen. And I feel so sorry and hurt watching that shit. Like, we said we was gonna actually watch it from the beginning to the end. Certain movies, when you watch it as a child, you understand it in a child way. And then some movies, when you rewatch it as an adult, you see it in a whole nother way. You looking at it is through innocent eyes. As an adult, you looking at it in realistic eyes. And it'd be some realistic fuckery. Some realistic fucked up shit. And... It's messed up. It's messed up. And shit, that's a movie just from hearsay or from people that went through it. Imagine actually going through it. It probably was way worse because, you know, movies always water down shit. So it's probably way worse. And that movie was horrible. So, you know, shit is crazy. Truly, truly crazy. But, I am about to get ready to lay it down. I got a job. So, you know, I gotta be an adult. And, I thank y'all for tuning in. I am going to do another show this weekend. Make sure you make my show your favorite, because when you do that, every time I post a show, you will be notified about that show. Sometimes you're going to get me, and sometimes you're going to get some friends of mine. Sometimes you might get some other guests, but just know it's never ever going to be the same thing. I can't stand being the same. I have to be different. You gotta be you. You have to be different. So I want everyone to have a blessed week at work. Try to stay as positive as you guys can. It don't matter what it is. If you say, oh, I got the shit and I can't stop shitting, guess what the positive in that is? You still took a shit, because some people don't shit every day. Be thankful for that. That's what you have to do. You have to be thankful before you can receive anything else. So that is for tonight. I want to thank everyone so much. Be you, be different. And until next time, be blessed. Email me, janenoodles@gmail.com. Follow me on all social media, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, at jnoodles.com. My podcast is on Instagram and Facebook. My pages is the Purple Unicorn Podcast. Hopefully I have little treats for you guys later on. You know, it takes time to build, but once it's built, baby, it won't fall. So, I'm about to listen to this R. Kelly, finish my drink and my relaxation time before I have to lay it down. And like I said before, until next time, be you, be different, and be blessed. It's on, y'all.